A cell and repeater tower that was blown down by strong winds east of Willow late last month has brought the issue of tall tower regulations to the forefront in the Mat-Su Valley. The borough currently has an advisory committee looking into what requirements companies should follow. KTNA's Philip Manning has this report.
Alex Strawn with the planning division of the borough says that the tower fell at a very interesting time, since the next meeting of the Tall Tower Advisory Committee will be focused solely on whether to require a setback radius around new towers. Rick Brendan is part of the committee and says that the past failure of ordinances in the borough assembly led to a situation where there were virtually no restrictions.
So they went about 8-10 months without anything, and the tower cell company in particular were not regulated, so towers just sprung up like weeds all over the place, which kind of awakened people to that issue, and it got on the borough assembly, and they started making some rules, but setbacks were omitted deliberately and have been kept omitted, and they're starting to anger people.
Rick Brendan says that sort of unregulated construction can pose a safety risk. He's found over 300 photos of towers that have fallen long and flat, despite the argument that towers rarely fail and tend to collapse around their own base when they do. He says this incident lends further weight to his push for having regulations requiring new towers to be built so that they cannot fall on adjacent structures or property. Jim Sykes, newly seated borough assembly member for District 1, agrees that this incident illustrates what can potentially happen with a tall tower.
There has been lots of talk about these things almost never fail, they almost never fall, and if they do fall, they collapse on themselves, and they're very rarely a problem outside of the, you know, just a few feet of where the tower stands. And, you know, this shows that not only did the tower fall as a single piece and did not collapse on itself, but it used up the full radius of the height of the tower.
Jim Sykes has been involved with radio towers for many years, including the extension of the tower that broadcasts KTNA's signal. He says that he is not a proponent of excessive regulation, but that he is a, quote, safety guy.
When we have man-made structures of this sort, which sometimes do fail, they don't do it that often, but when we have the capability to keep an eye on safety and take a look at the height of the tower and where it could potentially fall, if it ever fell, and hopefully it never does. But if it did, we have control over where to put it.
Jim Sykes says that it's often possible for cell phone carriers and communities to work together in order to find a location for new towers that's acceptable to everyone. As an example, he cites the Lazy Mountain area where he lives, where the community and builder came to an agreement that was almost universally amenable. Ken Slauson, who chairs the advisory committee, says that the safety record for tall towers in the borough is actually fairly good. He says the Willow Tower is the first one to fall the way it did in 30 years. Slauson says that some of the debate is being fueled by not-in-my-backyard syndrome. He says his goal is for the committee to find the minimum necessary regulation to present to the assembly for a vote. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.